atmosfera pogodna za jedan ozbiljan govor.
Yes, ozbiljan. I want to talk today about a subject matter which is very close to my heart.
Danas bih htio govoriti o temi koja je vrlo bliska mojem srcu.
It is about spiritual empowerment.
To je o duhovnom opunomoćenju.
Do you know the feeling of uninspiration?
Da li poznate osjećaj kada niste inspirirani?
Do you know these days where you just don't seem to get it together?
Da li znate one dane kada vam se čini da niste pri sebi?
Do you know this feeling of I would like to do something but I doubt that I will even do the first steps to fulfill my desire?
Da li znate one osjećaj kad želite nešto učiniti ali sumnjate da ćete učiniti onaj prvi korak koji je potreban da se ispuni ta želja?
If you know these feelings, you are not alone.
Ako poznajete ovakve osjećaje, niste jedini.
Many artists can sit days before a canvas before they start to paint.
Mnogi umjetnici stoje danima stoje ispred svojih platna, ne znajući što da slikaju.
Writers can sit before empty pages before they start to write their Roman or their literature.
Pisci mogu stajati satima ispred praznog papira, ne znajući kako da počnu sada da pišu svoje romane ili literaturu.
And composers can sit for days on end before their piano, before the first ideas for the symphony start to come on them.
Kompozitori znaju danima stati pored klavira, čekaju da im neka kompozicija, da im simfonije počne dolaziti kao inspiracija.
My question is, what makes it possible that the artist begins to paint?
Moje pitanje za vas, što je neophodno, što je da bi umjetniku bilo moguće da počne slikati tu sliku?
What is the power which makes the writer or poet write his poem?
Koja je ta moć koja čini učini da pjesnik i pisac počnu pisati svoje pjesme?
What is that?
Što je to?
Moves into the musician to help him compose his songs.
Što je to što potiče kompozitora i pomaže mu da sklada svoje pjesme?
And what is what all we of us need so desperately?
I što je to što svako od nas toliko očajno treba?
I would say inspiration.
Rekao bih to je inspiracija.
Inspiration is a power or potency which comes upon a person and helps him to do things which ordinarily he could not even hope to do.
Inspiracija je moć koja dolazi osobi i tako da može činiti stvari koje inače ne bi se mogao niti nadati da je u stanju napraviti.
Inspiration is necessary if you want to do something special in material life.
Inspiracija je neophodna ako želite učiniti nešto specijalno u materijalnom životu.
And inspiration is absolutely necessary if you want to advance or even maintain your spiritual life.
Inspiracija je apsolutno neophodna ako želite napredovati, čak i samo održavati duhovni život.
Today I want to talk about inspiration in spiritual life, not in material life.
Danas bih htio govoriti dakle o inspiraciji u duhovnom životu, ne materijalnom.
That inspiration, or let us even call it spiritual potency, comes to a person who is properly connected.
Ta inspiracija, ali možemo reći duhovna moć, dolazi onoj osobi koja je ispravno povezana.
One of the spiritual principles of yoga is higher existence comes by being connected in a higher way.
Jedno od glavnih načela joge je da više život dolazi od povezanosti na jednoj višoj razini.
To give you a very simple example, I want to tell you what happened to me when I was a little boy.
Kao jedan mali primjer, reći ću vam što mi se desilo kada sam bio mali dječak.
I had a bicycle and I was thinking every day, how can I drive faster and faster and faster?
Imao sam jedan mali bicikl i stalno sam razmišljao kako bi mogao voziti brže i sve brže i brže.
First I found out if I just would roll down a mountain, it would go very brzo.
Prvo sam pomislio da ako se spustim niz planinu, to će biti vrlo brzo.
But then this was no longer fast enough for me.
Ali to uskoro nije bilo dovoljno brzo za mene.
So I got an idea.
Onda sam dobio ideju.
I went on the top of a mountain.
Popeo sam se na vrh planine.
And waited for the truck to come by.
I pričekao sam jedan kamion da se pojavi.
And he would go very fast, very slow as he would climb up the mountain.
On je išao vrlo sporo dok se penjao na planinu.
Then I would wait for him on the top of the mountain.
Na vrhu sam čekao.
With my little baby bicycle.
Sa mojim mali mojim malim baby biciklom.
And then I would just ride as fast as I can to catch up to him and then catch hold of the back of the truck and then we would go like a flash down the mountain.
I požurio bi da uhvatim taj kamion i onda kad bi se uhvatio sa svojim malim biciklom za njega, onda bi se spustili na ispalninu brzinom munje.
In my own little childish ways, I learned the principle of yoga there.
Na moj dječji način ja sam naučio jedno načelo joge tamo.
Higher being can be experienced with a higher form of connectedness.
Više postojanje se može iskusiti jedino kroz viši oblik povezanosti.
I could drive with my children bicycle only so fast, but if I would capture a very fast truck, then I would come up to the speed which the truck himself was having.
Samo svojim malim biciklom nisam mogao postići neku veliku brzinu, ali ako kad se hvatim za kamion, onda sam imao istu brzinu kao i to vozilo.
Think deeply about this principle.
Razmišljate duboko o ovom načelu.
If each one of us could only be properly connected,
ako bi svako od nas i od vas bio ispravno povezan,
we would go totally beyond our own granicas, borders and limitations.
Mi bi u potpunosti prevazišli naše granice i ograničenja.
Are you properly connected?
Jeste li ispravno povezani?
Look at your life.
Pogledajte svoje živote.
Do you have the right association with the right people?
Imate li ispravno društvo sa pravim ljudima?
Are you connected with a mission which totally inspires you every day and every night?
Jeste li povezani sa misijom koja vas neprestano inspirira i dan i noć?
Or are you just living on your own in your own little hole, mental hole?
Ili samo živite sami za sebe u svom malom mentalnoj rupi.
Do you think this question is interesting or is it totally irrelevant for a discussion about spiritual life?
Da li smatrate da ovo pitanje je interesantno ili je nerelevantno za naš duhovni život?
You might by now become a little bit suspicious. Oh, Sachinandan Swami has something to say to all of us today, it seems. Maybe he wants that we change something in our lives. Could it be?
Sada postaje malo sumničavi. Mislimo, ovo Sachinandan Swami to nešto priprema. Možda želi da se promijenimo nešto u životu.
I have a pleasurable surprise for you.
Ali imam jedno divno, lijepo, prijatno iznenađenje za sve vas.
I absolutely know that each one of you, why even say each one of you, including me, could do so much better, be so much more happy in his or her life by proper connectedness.
Ja znam da svako od nas, uključujući mene, može puno više napraviti u životu ako ima tu pravu povezanost.
This movement or Krishna consciousness movement is actually teaching us how to connect ourselves with God himself.
Ovaj pokret za svjesnost Krishne nas uči u stvari kako da se povežemo sa samim Bogom.
Actually, it teaches us that by our very natures we are connected with Krishna because we are his part and parcels.
U stvari ona uči da samo svojom prirodom mi smo već povezani sa Krishnom jer smo njegovi djelići i čestice.
Due to material life we do not always feel this connectedness.
Zbog materijalnog života mi ne osjećamo uvijek tu povezanost.
At the present moment in our material lives we are connected with our selfish desires.
U sadašnjem trenutku našeg materijalnog života mi smo povezani sa našim sebičnim željama.
We are connected with the family.
Povezani smo sa obiteljom,
We are connected with an identity.
Povezani smo sa određenim identitetom.
Like each one of us thinks, or I am this, or I am that.
Baš kao svako od nas misli, o ja sam ovo ili ono.
But this is not our true nature.
Ali to nije naša istinska priroda.
It's our false nature.
To je lažna priroda.
And as long as we remain in this false nature, we will not develop so nicely.
I dok god se zadržavamo u toj lažnoj prirodi, nećemo se moći razviti kako treba.
My spiritual master once gave a very simple but so truth-telling example.
Moj duhovni učitelj je običavao govoriti jedan vrlo jednostavan, ali toliko istinit primjer.
He spoke of the fish.
Govorio o ribi.
When it is in its natural element,
i ona kada je u svom prirodnom elementu,
when it is connected with the sea or with the ocean,
kada je povezana sa oceanom i morem,
it is so strong and can do such wonderful activities.
Ona je ona tako snažna, može činiti divne aktivnosti.
When the same fish, however, is no longer properly connected,
ali ako ista riba više nije ispravno povezana,
when it's out of its element,
i izvan je svog elementa,
then the suffering and misery starts.
Odma patnja i bijeda počinje.
Today I was thinking about it when I was swimming for my health in the Adriatic Sea.
Danas sam mislio o tome dok sam radi svog zdravlja plivao u Jadranskom moru.
My doctor told me I should swim half an hour a day.
Doktor mi je rekao da trebam plivati pola sata na dan.
So I had one of my assistants with me who has a water resistant wristwatch and he stops the time for me.
Imam jednog asistenta koji pliva za mnom i ima vodootporni sat koji mjeri tih mojih pol sata.
And I was asking him, so please tell me now, how long are we in the water?
Onda sam ga pitao, molim te reci mi koliko smo dugo već u vodi.
And he said, I'm sorry, 6.5 minutes only.
A on je rekao, prosti, ali samo 6.5 minuta.
I said, come on, it must be in half an eternity where we are in the water.
Sam rekao, ajde, pa već mora da je pola vječnosti kako smo u vodi.
Then after what seemed to me to be the other half of eternity, I asked him again.
I nakon nešto što sam što mi se činilo kao druga polovica vječnosti, ponovo sam ga pitao.
And he said, Sachinanda Swami, we are now exactly 9 minutes and 20 seconds in the water.
I on je rekao, Sachinanda Swami, mi smo sada točno 9 minuta i 20 sekundi u vodi.
I think you got the idea.
Mislim da ste dobili ideju.
Because for my body, water is not the natural element. It seemed to be so long.
Je, za moje tijelo voda nije prirodni element i tako mi se činilo to jako dugo.
Whereas here on the stage it is my natural element.
Ovdje na pozornici moj prirodni element.
And I'm looking at the clock and it is 15 minutes to 8 o'clock and I think that we just started the program 2 minutes ago.
Gledam na sat i vidim već je 15 do 8, a učinilo mi se da smo prije 2 minute počeli taj program.
This is called the relativity of time.
Ovo se zove relativnost vremena.
Yes. So, if you are properly connected, if you are in your natural element,
ako ste ispravno povezani i u svom prirodnom elementu,
that element inspires you and gives you all the strengths which you need.
Taj element vas prirodno inspirira i daje vam svu snagu koja vam potrebna.
But if you are in an unhappy situation in your life, something which is unnatural to you, that takes the strength of you.
Ali ako ste nesretni u životu, ako ste u situaciji koja vam oduzima snagu, onda to vam oduzima snagu u životu.
In this material world we are all losing our strength.
U materijalnom svijetu svi mi gubimo našu snagu.
We are in a struggle for existence here.
Mi smo ovdje u borbi za opstanak.
But no one of us will exist.
Ali niko od nas neće preživjeti.
We are fighting for some time against the law of gravity.
Neko vrijeme borimo se protiv zakona gravitacije.
And then bom, we fall on our nose and we never rise again.
I onda bonk, padnemo na naš nos bonk. I nikad se više ne dignemo.
No one will exist. It's the wrong element.
Niko neće preživjeti. To je krivi element.
And therefore the ancient Vedic scriptures tell us, eternal soul, wake up, come back into your spiritual element.
Toga nam Vede kažu, duhovna duša, ustani, dođi u svoj prirodni element.
Yeah. And this is done by being properly connected, even in this material life, with the supreme personality of Godhead.
To se tako čini da u ovom životu budemo ispravno povezani sa sa vrhunskom božanskom osobom.
Yes. By this contact with the supreme personality of Godhead, one of whose name is Krishna, something great can happen in your life.
Sa povezanošću sa tom vrhovnom božanskom osobom, čije je jedno od imena Krishna, nešto se divno može desiti u našem životu.
Before I will tell you how you can re-establish this connectedness, I want to give you an example which is, I feel, extremely relevant to all of us.
Prije nego što vam kažem kako da uspostavimo tu povezanost, htio bih naglasiti jedan primjer koji je izuzetno relevantan za sve nas.
I want to bring you back in the history to the beginning of our universe.
Htio bih vas vratiti na početak univerzuma, na sam početak povijesti, na početak našeg univerzuma.
The Vedic scriptures tell us that at that time nothing was manifested and the universe was one dark space.
Vedski spisi nam kažu da to vrijeme nije bilo ništa manifestirano i svemir je bio jednostavno tamni prostor.
It was dark as it is sometimes in your life.
Bilo je tako tamno kao ponekad u vašem životu.
At that time, Brahma, who is the first created being, was waking up in a dark universe.
I u to vrijeme Brahma, koji je bio prvo živo biće, probudio se u tom mraku univerzuma.
And he was afraid.
Bio je prestrašen.
Imagine you wake up in a place where you don't know where you are.
Zamislite da se probudite na mjestu u kojem ne znate gdje ste.
It is so dark.
Tako je tamno.
There's no switch for light.
Nema nikakav prekidač za svjetlo.
You hear no sound.
Ne čujete nikakav zvuk.
For one complete year you are in a dark.
Čitavu,
in darkness.
Čitavu jednu godinu vi ste u krajnjoj tami.
Brahma was perturbed.
Brahma je bio uznemiren.
Uznemiren, yes. So what he tried to do is to find out the cause of his existence.
Što je on učinio? On je pokušao naći uzrok njegove postojanja.
He searched like a blind man.
Tragao je okolo kao slijepi čovjek.
But there was nothing there.
Ali ništa nije bilo.
And then he heard from somewhere two syllables.
I onda je odnekud čuo samo dva glasa, dva sloga.
Ta pa.
Ta
means, pa. Yes. Means go within yourself.
To znači uđi u sebe.
Go deep.
Uđi u duboko u sebe.
Perform austerities. Meditation actually, it was said.
Provodi strogosti, u stvari meditacije.
The Brahma did this.
Brahma je to učinio.
And then from within he saw a beautiful picture appearing before his inner eye.
I onda je vidio prekrasnu sliku ili viziju koja se pojavila pred njegovim unutarnjim okom.
He saw the Supreme Lord playing on his flute.
Vidio je vrhovnog gospodina kako svira na svoju flautu.
Surrounded by beautiful trees and peacocks and a river.
Okružen prekrasnim drvećem, paunovima i rijekom.
And when he listened to the voice of the flute,
kada je slušao zvuk flaute,
it was not that is not the voice of the flute.
O, baš nije zvuk flaute.
When he listened to the voice of the flute, he heard within it a very clear voice.
I kada je tako slušao zvuk flaute, unutar njega je čuo vrlo jasan glas.
Brahma, don't be bewildered.
Glas je rekao, Brahma, ne budi zbunjen.
I am always with you.
Ja sam uvijek sa tobom.
And I want you to perform a mission.
I želim da provedeš misiju.
I want you to create the universe as it was before.
Želim da stvoriš univerzum, svemir onakav kakav je bio i prije.
Remember.
Sjeti se.
And at that moment, Brahma got all the knowledge how to create a universe in his heart by divine inspiration.
U tom trenutku Brahma je isti čas dobio svo znanje kako da stvori univerzum jednostavnom inspiracijom.
He got a knowledge how to perform his service.
Dobio je znanje kako da provodi svoju službu.
His service is to create a universe.
A to njegova služba je da stvara svemir.
Not just a little house or some cake or something.
Ne samo da napravi neki kolač ili kuću.
And when he performed his service, all of a sudden he saw the universe full of divine light.
Dok je počeo stvarati svemir, ugledao je svemir prepun svjetla.
He saw the Lord everywhere.
Vidio je gospodina svugdje.
And nothing which he saw was separated from Krishna.
I ništa što je vidio nije bilo odvojeno od Krišne.
So it became clear to him, he got up and he started with his work.
Bilo mu je sve jasno odmah, ustao je i odmah je počeo sa djelovanjem.
If you want to find out your connectedness,
ako želite pronaći vašu povezanost,
or if you want to find out your mission in life,
ako želite pronaći svoju misiju u životu,
the same process has to be done by you.
Isti ovaj proces i svako od vas treba obaviti.
Don't run around in the world for some time.
Nemojte juriti naokolo po svijetu.
Meditate.
Meditirajte.
Yes. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Pjevajte Hare Krishna Maha Mantru.
Not like you did yesterday.
Ne onako kako ste činili jučer.
But like you never did before.
Nego onako kako nikada prije niste radili.
And then you will feel how inside your heart you have a diva, you will get a instruction.
Onda ćete osjetiti kako unutra, duboko iz srca dolazi uputa.
And Krishna says this in the Bhagavad Gita that I want to say it very simple. It's not so important that God hears your prayer.
Reći ću jednostavno, nije toliko važno da Bog čuje vašu molitvu.
It's more important that you hear his answer.
Još je puno važnije da vi čujete njegov odgovor.
Think about it.
Razmislite o tome.
If you address someone but you don't hear his answer. Da?
To je dakle prvi proces kako se možemo povezati pjevanje svetog imena Krišne.
And then experience the connection.
I onda treba osjetiti vezu.
And the inspiration.
I također inspiraciju.
And then when you have found your mission,
onda kada pronađete svoju misiju,
you will see nothing, absolutely nothing in this world which is not connected with Krishna's instruction to you.
I onda ćete vidjeti da nema ništa, baš ništa u ovom svijetu što nije povezano sa Krišnom i instrukcijom koja vam je data.
You will actually be able to perceive him everywhere.
U stvari bit ćete u stanju vidjeti ga svugdje.
Even in your present situation.
čak i u svojoj sadašnjoj situaciji.
In other words, it may not be important to change the external situation.
Drugim rečima, nije neophodno ili potrebno mijenjati vanjsku situaciju.
But by being able to see Krishna or to be connected with Krishna, you will make something totally new and also different out of that same situation.
Ali ako smo u stanju vidjeti Krišnu ili biti povezani sa Krišnom, onda od te iste stare situacije možemo učiniti nešto sasvim drugačije.
And you will see that soon you have abilities which you before that time did not have.
I uskoro ćete vidjeti da imate sposobnosti za koje niste ni znali da imate.
But be careful.
Ali budite oprezni.
Don't think, oh, these are now my abilities.
Nemojte misliti, ovo su sad moje sposobnosti.
Don't think now I'm so strong and so intelligent and so capable.
Nemojte misliti, ovo, vidi kako sam ja sad snažan i sposoban.
That would be a serious pitfall of the false ego.
To bi bila ozbiljna zamka lažnog ega.
At the time where you are properly connected, you will know you are an instrument of Krishna.
U vrijeme kad ćete biti tako ispravno povezani, postat ćete instrument Krišne.
Yes. The goal of this Krishna consciousness movement is actually to come back in that divine atmosphere of the spiritual world.
Cilj ovog pokreta za svjesnost Krišne je u stvari doći u božansku atmosferu duhovnog svijeta.
And on the way to this spiritual world, the devotee will create the spiritual world here.
I na putu do tog duhovnog svijeta bhakti će stvoriti međuvremenu i duhovni svijet ovdje.
In our tradition we have a saint called Sanatan Goswami.
U našoj tradiciji imamo jednog sveca koji se zove Sanatana Goswami.
He was about 90 years old when he wrote his last work, the Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Imao je oko 90 godina kad je napisao svoje posljednje djelo Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
He was very advanced.
Bio je vrlo napredan.
Sometimes when he was hungry,
ponekad kada je bio gladan,
personality appeared with him, to before him with a glass of milk.
Neka osoba bi se pojavljivala ispred njega i davala mu čašu mlijeka.
And when he looked a second time, he saw that that personality had a flute.
Kad bi drugi put pogledao na tu osobu, primijetio da ta osoba ima flautu.
And a peacock feather.
I paunovo pero.
And that the whole creation danced according to his divine command.
I da čitava kreacija pleše u skladu sa njegovim božanskim naredbama.
Yes, Sanatan Goswami had a very, very deep connectedness with Krishna, who would bring him milk sometimes.
Sanatana Goswami imao vrlo, vrlo duboku vezu sa Krišnom, koji mu je ponekad donosio i mlijeko.
So just before, more or less before he gave up his body, he got the divine inspiration to write a book which is describing in detail how the soul goes back to the spiritual world.
Nešto prije nego što napustio tijelo, dobio je božansku inspiraciju da napiše knjigu u kojoj je opisano kako duša napušta ovaj svijet, odlazi u duhovni svijet.
It is describing in detail how Gop Kumar, he's that soul, goes beyond all the different planetary systems and finally enters Krishna's divine kingdom, the kingdom of God.
Opisano je kako je Gop Kumar, duša, detaljno kako je napuštala ovaj svijet i kroz različite slojeve univerzuma, različite razine, došla konačno do samog Boga.
He sees many people.
Vidjela je mnoge ljude, osobe
with divine bodies.
Sa božanskim tijelima.
And he goes to them and says, where is Krishna?
On je jurio do njih, vikao, gdje je Krishna?
But they look at him.
Oni su ga samo gledali.
And remain silent.
I ostali šutljivi.
They put the flowers on the thread.
I nizali su cvjetove na nit.
And they don't answer.
Nisu ništa odgovarali.
Finally he meets an old lady.
Konačno je sreo jednu stariju gospođu, damu.
Why no one tells me where Krishna is?
pitao nju, zašto mi niko ne govori, gdje je Krishna?
Oh, the old lady says, Krishna's in the forest, herding the cows, and the minds of his devotees have gone with him.
Žena rekla, Krishna je u šumi, čuva svoje krave, a umovi svih bhakta su otišli sa njim.
But he will come soon.
Ali on će doći uskoro.
Look, he is coming there.
Evo pogledaj, on već dolazi.
So that time Gopkumar looks and he sees how a dust cloud is coming closer.
Onda je Gopkumar pogledao i vidio jedan oblak prašine kako se približava.
And he sees also how great devatas or great beings are coming down to take some of the dust from the cloud on their heads.
Vidio je kako veliki polubogovi, velika bića dolaze da bi uzeli nešto od te prašine i stavili sebi na glavu.
That dust cloud is raised by the many, many hooves of the calves and cows which are herded by Krishna.
Taj oblak prašine je podignut od mnogih kopitama teladi koje čuva Krishna.
It's very nicely described. He does not see Krishna as of yet.
Lijepo je opisano, on nije onda još vidio Krishnu u tome.
But then he hears a divine flute.
Onda je zatim začuo božansku flautu.
And then he hears laughter.
Onda je čuo smijeh.
And finally he sees Krishna.
I on konačno vidio Krishnu.
He dances with his friends.
On je tamo plesao sa prijateljima.
And it seems that the whole cosmic creation is under his divine command.
I činilo se da je čitava kosmička kreacija pod njegovim božanskim naredbama.
But he himself is totally unburdened by it. He plays his flute and dances.
Ali on sam uopće nije pod teretom toga svega. On jednostavno pleše i pjeva.
Then he calls Krishna.
Onda on povikao Krishna.
And Krishna sees him.
Krishna ga je ugledao.
And he runs and runs and runs.
I on je trčao i trčao.
And Gopkumar also runs and runs and runs, and halfway they meet.
Gopkumar isto trčao susret i na pola puta su se sreli.
And then Krishna embraces him and he says, "Where were you so long?"
Onda ga je Krishna zagrlio i pitao ga, "Gdje si bio tako dugo?"
"What did you do?"
"Što si radio?"
"Did you sleep?"
"Jesi li spavao?"
And Gopkumar says, "Yes."
At
that moment, his whole material existence appears to him as short as a dream.
U tom trenutku čitava njegova materijalna egzistencija učinila mu se kratkom poput sna.
Yes, when we come back to the spiritual atmosphere, our material existence is just, you know, a short dream only.
Kada se vratimo u duhovni svijet, naša čitava materijalna egzistencija je kao kratki san.
The many births and deaths which we have taken, they seem to be like a short dream.
Mnoga rođenja i smrti koje smo uzeli čine nam se kao kratki snovi.
Our worries when we were crying in our bed, just a short dream.
Naše brige u kojima smo plakali u krevetu, samo kratki san.
When we were the king of Hrvatske, maybe in the 16th century, it's just a short dream.
Kada smo bili možda kralj Hrvatske negdje u 16. stoljeću, i to je samo kratki san.
All of this is not really significant when you are properly connected.
Sve to postaje potpuno beznačajno kada smo ispravno povezani.
So I want to invite all of you to give up material life.
Zato želim vas sve pozvati da odbacite materijalni život.
All the devotees, please, you must start.
Svi bhakte, morate početi.
The material life is not something outside, it's in the heart.
Materijalni život nije nešto izvana, on je u srcu.
And I want to invite you to also experience this connectedness with Krishna.
Želim vas također pozvati da iskušate tu povezanost sa Krishnom.
Please do not waste your time.
Molim vas, ne gubite vrijeme.
Material life is the greatest time waster.
Materijalni život je veliki gubitak vremena.
Have you ever wasted time?
Jeste li ikad gubili vrijeme?
Especially one waits time, I find, when one loses the car key.
Posebna osoba gubi vrijeme, ja sam imao realizaciju, kada izgubi ključeve od automobila.
I'm just stand there.
Mora da je bio tu.
Ah, where is this foolish thing?
Gdje je ta glupa stvar?
Then one goes to the kitchen and looks under each pot.
Onda odete u kuhinju, gledate pod svakim poklopcem loncem.
And one just wastes time.
Samo čisto gubljenje vremena.
So the material life is having lost your key.
Materijalni život je baš poput toga, izgubili smo ključeve.
Just wasting time with insignificant activities.
Samo gubimo vrijeme sa beznačajnim aktivnostima.
Better we start yoga.
Bolje da počnemo sa jogom.
Or the proper connectedness.
Ili i pravom povezanošću.
And then even in this material world we will be in spiritual life.
Onda ćemo čak i u ovom materijalnom svijetu biti u duhovnom životu.
We will experience something of the spiritual atmosphere in the form of bliss, knowledge.
Osjetit ćemo nešto od duhovne atmosfere u obliku blaženstva, ekstaze i znanja.
And we will understand here in this world we are travelers.
Onda ćemo razumjeti u ovom svijetu mi smo samo prolaznici.
Our road is called the road to eternity.
Naš put se zove put u vječnost.
We won't be so disturbed by what happened.
Nećemo biti jako uznemireni sa onim što se dešava.
I want to say in concluding that I really feel that each one of us should become very serious now.
Želim zaključiti ovo i reći da svako od nas treba postati jako ozbiljan sada.
We don't have much more time to waste.
Nemamo još previše vremena za gubiti.
There are many changes in the world which are happening at the present moment.
Postoje mnoge promjene u svijetu koje se upravo dešavaju.
In Zagreb I gave a lecture called The Future of the World and if you are interested you can listen to it on tape.
U Zagrebu sam dao predavanje koje se nazvalo Budućnost svijeta. Ako vas zanima, možete se nabaviti kazetu.
But I told the people that I saw in one conference a map of the world where the world was totally changed. Continents had totally changed.
Rekao sam tamo da sam na jednoj konferenciji vidio mapu svijeta, kartu svijeta, u kojoj je svijet bio sasvim promijenjen, potpuno.
For instance, the one foretelling is that with the increasing greenhouse effect, the pole caps will melt so much so that the water level in the oceans will rise 60 meters.
Na primjer, jedno predskazanje kaže da će se efekt staklenika toliko pojačati da će se polovi rastopiti i more će narasti za 60 metara.
So I saw one map showing half of England was gone, half of Germany, much of Croatia.
I onda prema jednoj takvoj karti cijela Engleska cijela Engleske više nema, pola Njemačke nema, pola Hrvatske.
I must tell you, I don't believe this map totally.
Moram reći da ne vjerujem totalno toj mapi.
But I know that historically we are in a crisis.
Ali znam da smo mi povijesno gledajući sad u jednoj kriznoj situaciji.
There's the economic crisis.
Tu se postoje ekonomske krize.
Social crises.
Socijalne krize.
Ecological crisis.
Ekološke.
Political crisis.
Političke.
I don't want even to, you know, we want to eat soon, so we don't want that our stomach turns sour.
Ne želim nastaviti jer uskoro ćemo jesti, pa ne želim da vam se ukiseli stomak.
But crisis is good.
Ali krize su dobre.
In medical terms, crisis means when the patient either becomes healthy or dies.
U liječničkim terminima kriza znači u pacijent će ili umrijeti ili ozdraviti.
So I think we want our planet Earth to become healthy.
A ja mislim da svi želimo da nam planeta Zemlja bude zdrava.
And that starts by each one of us becoming healthy or properly connected.
A to počinje sa tim da svako od nas bude zdrav i ispravno povezan.
Properly connected to Krishna.
Ispravno pravilno povezan sa Krishnom.
I want to thank you very much.
Želim vam se puno zahvaliti.
Hvala puno.
Hvala puno.
I also wanted to see if any one of you has some questions regarding what I have said.
Želio bih vidjeti da li neko od vas ima kakvo pitanje u vezi ovoga što smo rekli.
I do have a little problem, to be very honest. I want to speak to many, many of you in the crowd.
Imam jedan problem, htio bih sa mnogima od vas pričati ovdje.
But I'm basically here to finish the writing of one book.
Ali sam u osnovi ovdje samo da završio pisanje jedne knjige.
It will be a big book. It is the best book. I mean, I shouldn't say this, but it's nevertheless the best book. It's called The Nectar Ocean of the Holy Name.
To je jedna velika knjiga, bit će jedna fantastična knjiga, zvaće se Nektarski ocean svetog imena.
This was first. Some of you have seen a little manuscript, but this will be puno snaga, you know.
Neke od vas se vidi samo malo manuskripta, ali to će biti velika, moćna knjiga, puno snage.
Yeah. So that's why I'm living here in Rijeka, a little bit like a hermit.
Toga ja živim ovako u Rijeci sada, malo kao pustinjak.
Some devotees have kindly given me a room in a little hermitage.
Neki bhakti su mi ljubazno dali jednu malu sobu u jednom tako pustinjaškom mjestu.
So I can't talk so much and meet all of you.
Toga ne mogu sad previše pričati i sresti se sa svima vama.
But I have, by the way, I do have a good idea.
Ali imam stvari dobru ideju sad.
Those of you who would like to meet with me, we will now have a malapa. What, Daddy Baksha? Un momento. There will first be a dance here.
Dakle, prvo će biti jedan ples ovdje.
By a very talented young dancer.
Koji će izvesti jedan vrlo talentirani mladi plesač, odnosno plesačica.
Who is malo nervosni.
Koja je malo nervozna.
Yeah. But after that I will be outside of the hall and we can meet there.
Ali nakon toga bit ću prisutan ovdje u sali izvan i možemo se tamo sresti.
Yeah, but maybe you have a question now.
Možda imate neko pitanje sada
to the subject.
Svezi ove teme.
Maybe you have to translate it in Slovakian. Do you know? Do you? Here's our philosopher. He understands. Yes.
U antropologiji postoji ideja da je religija samo nadomjestak, ne dopuna za čovjeka koja pomaže čovjeku i ona je u stvari više pozadina, više kao pomoć čovjeku, nije cilj sama po sebi. I da ako stvari tu potrebu za religijom, koja kao nadopunjava čovjeka, ako tu potrebu, tu svjesnost maknemo, onda više nema ni potrebe za religijom.
So the anthropologist, he says that man always looks outside for a god, but if he has the right consciousness, then there is no need any longer for a god or religion, is it? Aha, and then he doesn't need a god any longer. So
svjesnost treba biti ukinuta, onda nema potrebe za Bogom.
Okay. let me give you a Krishna conscious answer.
Dat ću odgovor svjesna Krishna.
The need for God is not artificial.
Potreba za Bogom nije umjetna ili površna.
It is natural.
Ona je prirodna.
Let me give you an answer, an example.
Dat ću vam primjer.
Imagine you are very thirsty.
Zamislite da ste jako žedni.
You have walked for 3 days through Istria.
3 dana ste lutali Istrom.
Without drinking and eating.
Bez hrane i pića.
And you feel, oh, there's a need now to drink something. I'm so thirsty.
I onda osjetite, oh, sada je vrijeme da nešto popijem, strašno sam žedan.
But then you meet an anthropologist.
A onda sretnete antropologa.
He says, no need for water.
On kaže, nema potrebe za vodom.
Just make your consciousness nil.
Samo jednostavno učini svoju svjesnost nulom.
Then there is no desire for water.
Onda više neće biti niti želje i potrebe za vodom.
So, maybe you try.
Onda vi možete i pokušati.
But you will still find out that there is an existential need for water.
Ali opet ćete ustanoviti da postoji ta egzistencijalna potreba za vodom.
The need which can only be fulfilled by water.
Potreba koja se jedino može ispuniti sa vodom.
In the same way, we might deny our need for God.
Na isti način mi možemo pobijati ili ne priznati našu potrebu za Bogom.
But we are his part and parcels.
Ali mi smo njegovi djelići čestice.
It's natural for us to be connected with him.
To je prirodno za nas da želimo biti povezani sa njim.
It's not artificial.
To nije umjetno ili povezano.
But it is the healthy state of every soul.
To je zdravo stanje svake duše.
Just like it is the healthy state of every leaf to be connected with the tree.
Baš kao što je zdravo stanje svakog lista da bude povezan sa drvetom.
These anthropologists don't really know about God.
Ti antropolozi ne znaju baš previše, ne znaju stvarno šta je Bog.
They don't know that he is actually the root of all existence.
Oni ne znaju da je on u stvari korijen čitave egzistencije.
For them God is just a concept.
Za njih je Bog samo jedan koncept.
It's almost your argument is almost like Nietzsche's argument.
Tvoj argument je gotovo kao Nietzscheov argument.
In Germany I once saw on the wall on the German this Berliner Mauer, this Berlin Wall, someone had sprayed in big letters God is dead, Nietzsche.
Ja sam jedanput u Njemačkoj vidio na berlinskom zidu grafit koji je
graffiti, yes.
Koje je pisalo Bog je mrtav i potpis Nietzsche.
And then some other graffiti artist had written under this, Nietzsche is dead, God.
Jedan drugi umjetnik u grafitu dole je napisao Nietzsche je mrtav, potpis Bog.
So these nihilistic anthropologists don't have a clear conception of God, just like poor old Nietzsche.